で。
On a des excuses, aussi du bon vin. On n'en veut pas de ce monde-là. Et on a des excuses, aussi du bon vin.
Bueno, Virginia, cuéntanos. Nos hemos dado cita en la Bastilla a las 3 de la tarde. Ha empezado una manifestación que en inicio era bastante pacífica. Se estaba gritando contra el bombardeo de las zonas en las que, pues, desde las cuales se vienen los refugiados aquí y luego no se les acepta. Pero bueno, ahora de repente parece que ha empezado a moverse la manifestación y nos han rodeado los antidisturbios. Cuéntanos qué está pasando.
Pues la gente está intentando moverse para evitar que las que los antidisturbios puedan bloquearles completamente, que es lo que suelen hacer, ponerse en círculo alrededor de las personas para que las personas no puedan moverse, y entonces la gente está intentando avanzar, pero ya empiezan a sacar las porras, hay mucha gente que está corriendo por todos los lados, y la verdad es que aquí tienen bastante, es bastante habitual que saquen las bombas de gas en cuanto la cosa se pone un poco mal, así que no sé cómo va a acabar esto, pero la verdad es que se está empezando a poner bastante violento.
Bueno, el caso es que la gente ha conseguido bloquear la mitad de la carretera. Estamos yendo por la carretera, por el Boulevard Beaumarchais. Nos están rodeando los antidisturbios, pero en principio no están teniendo ningún tipo de acción. Está la prensa también al lado de los antidisturbios, a ver qué es lo que se atreven a hacer delante de las cámaras en una manifestación pacífica en defensa de los refugiados. Lo que pasa es que es verdad que están viniendo muchísima, muchísima policía ahora mismo.
État d'urgence, état policier, on nous enlèvera pas le droit de manifester. État d'urgence, état policier, on nous enlèvera pas le droit de manifester. État d'urgence, état policier, on nous enlèvera pas le droit de manifester.
Parece ser que había, al final la policía había conseguido dividir la manifestación en dos grupos, entonces había una barrera de antidisturbios que estaban
con
los escudos, y entonces bueno, la gente ha hecho muchísima presión, porque además hay gente de todas las edades aquí, hay gente que tiene 80 años, gente que tiene 20 años, hay gente de todas las edades, todas las clases, y entonces al final pues han conseguido empujar. La policía ha sacado las bombas de gas, ha gaseado un montón, estamos aquí todos ahora cubriéndonos la cara y la garganta porque pica un montón, y la gente vuelve a correr, hay más coches de policía que se están acercando y no sabemos qué va a pasar.
C'est pas les réfugiés, c'est pas les sans-papiers, c'est le gouvernement qu'il faut virer. C'est pas les réfugiés, c'est pas les sans-papiers, c'est le gouvernement qu'il faut virer. C'est pas les réfugiés, c'est pas les sans-papiers, c'est le gouvernement qu'il faut virer.
The protest a little bit after 3, and it started at Bastille, and there were maybe 1,000 people there. And then one area with a lot of police. There were a lot of just people from all walks of life there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. There were a lot of older people there, a lot of older women there. Yeah. And people just kind of in small groups talking, and people seemed just kind of happy, and yeah, it was a nice moment.
So yeah. Then they started to move and things changed, no?
Yeah, and then they started to move around Bastille, which is like a roundabout. It's a big circle.
Yes.
So starting to walk around the circle, and then the police were running in the road,
mm-hmm.
trying to kind of line the march.
Yes.
And then we headed down another road, which I don't know the name of, but a big long boulevard. And then a lot of different riot cop vans came out from seemingly nowhere, you know, but they had been waiting
mm-hmm.
in roads that you couldn't see, and then were kind of following along the side of the march. And the march was in one side of the street. And then my friends and I, we were kind of at the back of the march, and there were lots of cops and riot gear, and I didn't want to walk by them. So we went down another street and then tried to reconnect with the march. And when we came to reconnect with the march, we were kind of at the front of it almost, and the police had had just fired tear gas, and there were lots of people crying, and you couldn't see it in the air, but you could see that some people, not everybody, but a few people had been affected by it.
Okay.
And then there were lots of people motioning with their arms for people to keep coming, and the march kept going. And then we walked all the way here to Place de la République, and now there's probably maybe 1,500 or 2,000 people here around the memorial for the victims of the attacks. And there's about 8 police wagons in 2 different areas. Hmm. And people are just here. It's a pretty nice atmosphere. There's some people giving out chai tea. And yeah, people are just standing in small groups and talking. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So Kate, why did you come to support these protests?
Well, I guess I came because I'm concerned about the refugee issue and the safety and well-being of refugees. But then also I wanted to come and see what it would be like, because the French government has said that it's not legal to have a political demonstration or assembly. And what's been said is that only 2 people can gather in public space with a political message at mm-hmm. one time, and any more than just 2 people is illegal. So I wanted to see what kind of happens when because the refugee, like, what would happen to the refugee protest, mm-hmm. refugee demonstration today, like what the police's reaction would be. And also thinking about the climate march and the climate actions, and to see sort of like what the police would do. So
today nothing bad really happened. I don't think, people haven't been arrested, and yeah, a little of tear gas, but apparently they left us like finish our protest here in the Place La Bastille, and like police have retired from the place where the people are gathering now. Do you think that this is going to be the same situation on the next demonstration or protest that we're going to make around COP21, or is going to be different?
I have no idea. Yeah, I guess it's hard to tell. But I don't know. But I guess if people... It's definitely, like, I can't speak from the police's side, but I can definitely speak, like, to the people that I'm seeing here all around us, that it's just, like, kind of just some very nice people from all walks of life, and it's obvious that people weren't scared and people still came to the demonstration, which I think was great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's obviously not just like the really hard-edged people who aren't afraid of the cops or something like that. Instead, it's just like people who cared about refugees and, you know, care about their right to protest and right to peaceably assemble did. And yeah, I think it's really important that we do that for climate change as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Kate. We will see you on the next protest.
Yep, bye.